So if I'm just solving Laplace's equation, which is del squared of psi equals naught, we just get the equation that we've already seen, that psi of x of y is equal to the average of its neighbors. So if I now replace these x, y values of the grid points by indices I and j, you just get a bunch of linear equations, because there are nx times ny of these values, and so you'll get one linear equation for every internal point. I've defined it so the internal points are nx times ny, and so the point 0 and nx plus 1 and 0 and ny plus 1 are the boundaries. And so you'll get nx times ny equations for nx times ny unknowns, because the unknowns are the interior points. So these are a set of coupled linear equations. So so the mathematical formulation of Laplace's equation is a set of linear equations. So that's why when you look at the mathematical literature on this, it's often called linear. I mean, the people who work on this say they're doing linear algebra, because these are solution of linear equations. And there's actually, even yesterday, among these sophisticated people discussing the forefront of black holes and the latest computer science, there was an argument between those people who said, we want to view this as a linear equation, and those who said, we want to view this not as a linear equation, namely as a matrix with right-hand sides and vectors, but rather we want to view it geometrically as a bunch of points on a grid. Typically, for this type of problem, it's best to view it geometrically, not as an equation. The introduction of a matrix is not useful, because the geometrical structure is what tells you how to solve these equations.